Bonus content. Hey, listen, Food Court will be coming back with new episodes this spring, but until then, here is some fun bonus content to tide you over. When you work in TV and film, there are tables of snacks and drinks set up all day, but not everyone approaches them the same way. Let's hear from Julie and Amy from the heated cilantro debate. What is your go-to on a well-stocked crafty table? Do you have some thoughts on how you hit the crafty table on set?
Oh, I go for the crap. I go for candy. I go for, like, sometimes they have Pop-Tarts, but I'm embarrassed eating Pop-Tarts in front of somebody.
What is a clutch find on a crafty table? Pop-Tarts.
Look, Pop-Tarts, and I don't want them heated up. Like, a raw Pop-Tart is totally my favorite thing, but I'll hide them. I'll try to nice. Secretly eat them.
I nice. Like when there's like a breakfast craft service mm-hmm. table oh, and they have bacon. I'll just like mm. honestly hoard a pile of bacon on my plate. That's yeah. like my favorite.
That's a good one. That is.
Because it's like a huge vat of, you know, it's like just a huge thing of bacon and it's just like varying degrees of crispiness. You can find, everybody can find their level of bacon. Mm-hmm. It's the best.
And amidst all of this at the crafty table, I love the crafty chef who then like late in the afternoon is like, here's some Thai cucumber cold soup.
Yeah, they make the craziest yes. stuff.
That is the craziest thing. Like I recently worked on a show where we like the 4 o'clock snack was fried chicken and salad and it was just like this massive vat of fried beautiful fried chicken and salad.
It's the weirdest thing on set. Yeah,
it's so weird. The abundance of food is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's hard to perform after that 4 p.m. snack, I would assume as well.
And that was like, I was like almost wrapped. I was like, I'm going to do this. This is dinner.
I got this. A couple lines. Sometimes they have chefs.
Yeah.
And there's like little burrito kiosks and it's just a world of snacks, whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. And an apple.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And one small little basket. Yeah, of a they always have like, yeah.
Like they'll have like some
two dirty bananas and a
red like, delicious apples.
Yeah. And one cutie. Cool.
And so many kind bars.
Yeah.
Mine also is the fruity childhood cereal that I would never ever order, but like I'll just, what? Apple Jacks? Yes, three times today.
Yeah, exactly.
Andy and Naomi, who argued about condiments, know their way around this topic. This is a question I love to ask people that are super famous and travel the world and are on sets all over the place. How do you tackle the crafty table on set? What are your favorites, your dislikes? Like, ooh, what do you love about a good crafty table?
I am never healthy at a crafty table. And I feel like I should be because, like, I get it. The actors, like, you know, if you have to be up and on your feet for a long time... You know, you want to keep it light. You want to keep it clean. Honey, I'm going right in. Like, if there's a pulled pork sandwich, that's what I'm making at 3 p.m. I love it.
I have no willpower, which is one of the reasons why I don't keep any junk food around the house. And even when we have, like, potato chips in the house, Naomi has to hide them from me because I don't – whatever the shutoff valve that other people have in their bodies, like, once the food starts tasting like ashes in your mouth – they stop eating, and I don't. Like, the other night, I was still hungry for some reason after dinner, and at, like, 11 o'clock at night, I just started dipping pretzels in Nutella. Ooh. And there was a point where it no longer tasted like anything anymore, and I still kept going, and then had indigestion all night.
I love that, first of all. Salty pretzels and Nutella.
So crafty is a nightmare. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Pretzels and Nutella.
But pretzel and Nutella. So crafty is a nightmare, because it's just the chance to eat stuff, and then it just becomes this idée fixe in my head. You walk away from the table, and then you just keep thinking about all the cookies and all the chips that are still there. Mm. And it's like, well, what, you know, I'll just exercise a little more. It won't matter. There's no big deal if I just have some more chips.
No,
it's not a problem.
I love
See,
both.
I'm not
of
a
these.
Snacker.
Yeah, I love both of these takes. Because Naomi, basically you're letting me know that like I'm not famous enough because I've never seen pulled pork sandwiches on a crafty table. Like the sets I'm on is like Starburst and Aspirin. And like that's pretty much like
But that's because you're cooking the good stuff. You're making the good stuff though.
Fair enough, that's true.
I love like real food. I'm less of a snack person, you know? So like if there is just like a bag of cookies, That's like maybe if I'm really bored. The one thing I do like are fruit snacks, any kind of gummy fruit snacks. Mm. But other than that, like I will just go for like the real food and I will eat like five. If you let me eat five real meals a day, I would.
Yeah. Reka and Mike from the unforgettable flour versus corn tortilla episode weigh in.
Craft tables. Crafty. The crafty. You're on set.
Yes. Yes.
I already know. What do I like?
Whatever. Yeah, go for it. Craft okay. table, your choices.
If I'm on set, I can't eat like super processed shit and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite stuff to have is like just like a natural peanut butter with like veggies or something I can put on it. Bananas. I freaking love doing like a banana with peanut butter kind of thing. That's my favorite. Or like if I'm feeling crazy, like a seedy ass bread full of fiber makes you poop kind of thing with peanut butter on
okay,
it.
Okay, very
like
healthy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I love that. Ooh, I love like a LaCroix sick situation. I love like a tea, an herbal tea situation. These are all the things I requested for the Ultra Megatron set. Yeah. I love like a dried mango, not sweetened. They're already so sweet.
Why do you sweeten them?
They're the sweetest fruit.
We are on the same side here. Like, because as someone who's not doing any added sugar in my yeah. diet, like,
they're so sweet.
You don't have to sweeten raisins.
But chili? Chili on?
I'll put tahini, yeah. yes. But like, let me do that. Like, if you have like, oh, if fresh mango too, ooh, yeah, put some chili powder on mm-hmm. that. Delicious. Put a little lime. Ah!
Incredible. All right, so Rake is keeping it healthy at the craft table. Yeah. Mike, you?
I mean, the thing that I'm always like, ooh, baby, thank God, is, I'll also say, like, our craft tables were usually pretty basic.
Pretty unhealthy.
Yeah. But
they are. Right.
But, like, it is honestly just, like, a simple cheese platter-y kind of thing. Mm. And mainly for me, it's just, like, so much of the stuff, and when I say simple cheese platter, I'm not talking about, like, ooh, a fancy, we got a little brie. Like, I'm talking, like, the you squares. Got it from Costco. Yeah. It's just squares of stuff.
White but, like, and yellow cubes.
Totally. But for me, it, like, so often, and that crafty table is like, it's 90% carbs. It's just like potato chips yes. and crackers and bagels. And it's like, at a certain point, it's like I can't just keep shoving carbs in my face because I feel crazy. And it's all processed, like you said. Yes. And you do usually try to like throw a bone to like the healthier eaters and be like, hey, here's a bowl of fruit. And it's always like the greenest banana you've ever seen.
Or the oldest smushed grape. Raspberries that are in a paper towel that's
it's just
bled
the,
through.
The worst fruit. And cheese is a thing that's like, this is not carbs. It's not like super processed, and it like feels more like real food to me. Mm, I yeah. guess
I do like when you know it's within budget. Mm-hmm. When yeah. then all of a sudden the crafty chef pops out at
absolutely.
Like 4:30, and they're like,
absolutely.
"I made some chilled cucumber soup,"
and I'm like, "Absolutely!"
What? But it's amazing. It comes at like a time when no one would expect yes. it. And yeah. you're like, "Ooh, who made pad thai?"
Because veggies on set, that veggie platter, the one that was made 20 years ago that everyone keeps buying,
yeah.
smells so bad.
There was one day, were you
yes.
there that day?
Yes, because there's been 2 days.
There, someone got a veggie platter that had already gone
way
so
bad.
So bad that it was just like,
it's the broccoli.
The entire set just smells like the worst fart you've ever
the
smelled.
Well,
that
and
happened
why,
twice.
And yeah. why? Because there's a couple vegetables usually on the standard veggie tray. Mm-hmm. Cauliflower
broccoli.
And broccoli.
They're cruciferous.
Cruciferous vegetables.
I'd like a recount.
That can get stinky, right? Yeah. But I do have I have just a little thing I have to get off my chest here. Cauliflower, usually the last picked vegetable in the tray, right? Would you agree?
Yeah.
Right, okay. But if you're looking for any inspiration in the world today, and like you're like, I'm down on it, I don't know, like I'm trying hard to make something happen, and it's just not going my way, I just want everyone to take some inspiration from cauliflower.
Yeah.
Cauliflower is
That's
usually
an underdog story.
The last picked vegetable in the crudité tray. It smells like farts. But in this day and age, cauliflower is rice. Mm-hmm. Cauliflower is pizza dough. Mm-hmm.
Cauliflower is tortillas.
Yes.
Yeah. It really, cauliflower has made a comeback in a huge way.
With an Oprah endorsement.
And here's the thing with cauliflower. Cauliflower is one of those things where you might hate it, but it's your fault. It's your fault you hate it. You're not doing anything to it.
Yeah.
You have to roast it. I don't know. Put spices. Put a sauce on it.
I feel like when this first came out, you jokingly said our topic is cauliflower versus broccoli, but I think we probably actually could do it.
I know.
Could make a whole thing out of it.
Because I truly, as a mostly vegan, people screw up cauliflower so much. Or they'll be like, well, there's no meat for you, but we got a cauliflower and it didn't put any seasoning on it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Great.
Thank you.
Andrew and Cody from the Chicken Wings episode are TV writers with strong opinions on this. Now, what about when it comes to eating at the crafty table? How do you navigate the crafty table?
Like, you guys haven't shot She-Hulk yet, so you haven't been on that set, which I imagine will have pretty good craft. or crafty catering was provided by this company that they have a Instagram account called What's for Snack, where they would post like the least appetizing photos of whatever food they made. It's actually shocking because the food was all good, but the photography was incredibly bad. Like everything was like kind of gray looking looked overcooked even when it wasn't. But someone realized early on that I was like What's for Snack, the Instagram account's like number one supporter. And so people started getting like upset when I hadn't liked something in time. But yeah, I'm mostly like just like handful of almonds and coffee.
Cody.
Yeah, so like we haven't shot She-Hulk yet, but the last show that I was on set for, it was in Atlanta, Georgia. So like our caterer was like basically like just like sort of soul food adjacent. So like I remember one night they were doing like a snack round, like passing out snacks and stuff, and the dude just made chicken and waffles and like at like 7 p.m. for like a night shoot. Like I remember eating it and then immediately falling asleep on an apple box in the corner.
How do you not?
Yeah exactly.
Listen, if you ever need someone to kick some food ideas off of in the writer's room, give me a shout, whatever you need.
Oh, we got you, King.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. Awesome, guys.
Betsy and Jess from the Mom Throwdown, they have opinions. I love to ask, how do you tackle the crafty table? How do you tackle craft services?
Okay, a lot of nuts. I go for the nuts.
So you stay healthy.
I stay healthy because otherwise, because my fear is I can't fit into my costume if I go crazy.
Okay, listen, right? you're wrapped for the day. You're wrapped for the day, and you're scrolling past crafty one last time. How do you do it?
I'm still a nuts person. I don't really go crazy at crafty.
You don't put a bunch of sodas in your bag?
Okay.
No, because I don't drink soda. If there were a bunch of kombuchas, they would all go in my bag.
That's okay. So funny because I feel like in this regard, we are opposite. I go on set and I'm just like, M&M's, bagels, like garbage dump.
Is this like for the sugar rush of it? Just like, you're pumped up? Or
I think it's sort of like, all rules are off because we're on set. It's sort of like if you go to another country, you can just sleep with whoever. It's sort of the same logic.
I love that rule.
It's the Olympic Village.
That's right. It's the Olympic Village rule. If I leave this country, I am single and ready to mingle.
And if I go on set, I get calories and fat don't exist.
Listen, my key to the crafty table is the medicine.
Medicine. Like, you mean the emergencies?
Whatever. No. Like, just like the stuff's expensive. Like, if you're like, pamplemousse is not that expensive. All get a 24 pack of pamplemousse LaCroix.
I will take those little, what are they called? The little Fig Newtons they have, the upgraded Fig Newtons that have like raspberry or strawberry. I forget what they're called. You can get them at Costco. I steal those for my kids. I'll like put like 10 of them in for my kids.
I always leave with a Coke Zero. Always.
I like that. Obviously, you're very structured. Like, you always do this. You always eat breakfast at this time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Listen, everyone, what do you think? I know that you're going to let me hear about it on social media. Food Court is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Richard Blaze. My producer is Crystal Bamahi. Food Court was created by our executive producer, Christopher Hasiotis. The rest of my Food Court clerks are Gabrielle Collins, David Wasserman, and Jasmine Blaze. The theme song is by Jason Naismith. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite food shows. And until next week, Food Court is adjourned.
Barbecue's a noun, not a verb.